I'm Tim McGuire. Police in Dayton, Ohio are finding out more about Connor Betts, a gunman who killed nine people.
There's this history of obsession with violence and violence ideations, the discussion of interest in mass shootings, and the expression of desire to carry out a mass shooting.
Chief Richard Beal says Betts shot 26 people in 32 seconds before officers killed him, his sister, one of the first three people killed in the attack on August 4th. Investigators are divided on whether he intentionally killed her.
One brief phone call, we don't know the content of that. That was his sister and he, so don't know what that content is. But also text messages also.
Beal adds it's apparent that he planned the mass shooting. President Trump says he and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell are working on toughening gun background check laws.
He's a good man. He wants to do something. He wants to do it, I think, very strongly. He wants to do background checks, and I do too, and I think a lot of Republicans do. I don't know, frankly, that the Democrats will get us there.
House Majority Leader Maryland Democrat Steny Hoyer says there's a House passed bill that addresses just that.
Let's catch every terrorist who wants to buy a gun. Let's catch every criminal who wants to buy a gun. Let's catch everybody who's had a mental health problem that wants to buy a gun.
Earlier, the president announced he's delaying many of the 10% tariffs on Chinese consumer goods until December 15th. In a speech at a Shell petrochemical plant being built in Pennsylvania, Trump said the U.S. is winning the trade war.
We are doing well, and we're fighting against a lot of countries that have taken advantage of us for many, many years, but they're not doing it so much anymore. And in a little period of time, they won't be doing it at all anymore. They have taken advantage of this country.
This is AP Radio News. The two jail guards who were supposed to have kept an eye on Jeffrey Epstein over the hours in which he apparently killed himself this past weekend have been suspended. The warden is on desk duty as the investigation into his death continues. The AP's Jim Mustian reports from New York that the criminal investigation has also shifted, focusing now on those who may have helped Epstein with what authorities say was his rampant sexual abuse of girls as young as 14.
Federal prosecutors are reexamining the evidence they have and trying to decide whether they can charge anybody else who may have assisted Epstein over the years, any co-conspirators, folks who may have been planning to cooperate against Epstein in that federal prosecution, may actually now be the targets of the investigation themselves.
Epstein was being held without bail on federal sex trafficking charges that could have brought 45 years in prison. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.